Conserve Alabama. People hear that, they see that, but their first question is, what is this? What's it all about, Charles?
Conserve Alabama was the mindset of trying to bring young people involved into commercial agriculture and what it's all about, where their food comes from, not from the grocery store, but we want to talk to the people, or the millennials and the younger people that are really so far removed from the farms. Like most of us, we went to our grandparents' house to be on the farm, and we knew where everything came from. But we're getting another generation or two removed from that. And it's so important for young people. They see so much on the news media about how the farm products are produced and what's in them and this, that, and the other. And so we want to try to bring to people an open discussion on how farmers are... We're the conservationists of the nation and have always been, because that's our livelihood. You know, what we produce on our land will not come about if we don't take care of the soil and the water and the air. So what does that benefit? That benefits everybody. It doesn't make any difference whether you live in Mountain Brook or whether you live in Timbuktu, Folsom, Alabama, where I'm from. How have we been productive? How have we still been there? Because we've taken care of our resources. And that is what Conserve Alabama is all about. You know, and my uncles and my daddy always told me, if you take care of the land will take care of you.
That's a good way of putting it. You know, today's consumer and folks out there, they're asking more and more about how their food is produced. And so this is just a good avenue to make sure we get that message across to them, what agriculture is doing here in the state.
It really is. And it's not just what the farmer's doing. It's what the farmer is doing on his land, but what the farmer is doing to help everyone in the state of Alabama. You know, tree farmers. I'm in the timber business also. I grow trees. I mean, we're sequestering carbon every day. It's free. You know, it's taking that carbon out of the atmosphere. It's using it to grow those trees. You know, I'm a cattleman. We've got grasses planted in the pastures. Those grasses are sequestering carbon all the time. They're also filtering our waters so that we'll have clean and fresh water when it goes down the stream. So agriculture not only is the biggest business in the state of Alabama, it's also probably the cleanest business in Alabama. And, you know, regardless of whether we're talking about conservation districts or whether we're talking about NRCS, which is our federal partner, the Alabama Soil and Water State Committee is our state partner. It involves all of these, plus the different trade organizations. We all realize that we need to inform people. We need to be better at informing people of how their food and fiber are produced.